Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds could finally reveal who she selected to be the next lieutenant governor today. Former lieutenant governor and Haywarden native Adam Gregg resigned September 3rd. He's now president and CEO of the Iowa Bankers Association. Reynolds told reporters before Thanksgiving that she had finished interviewing candidates for the vacancy and would make an announcement in a couple of weeks. The governor's office has released an advisory that she will make a special announcement today. There has been another case of bird flu found in northwest Iowa. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says the latest case was detected in an O'Brien County layer flock. This is the eighth case of H5N1 HPAI found in Iowa poultry since 2024. Governor Kim Reynolds Saturday authorized a disaster proclamation for O'Brien County effective through January 15. The State Department of Agriculture is urging stepped-up biosecurity practices to reduce the spread of bird flu. Bird flu may also affect dairy cattle. It remains safe to enjoy eggs and poultry products. A Hinton resident made history as the first female to graduate from Northwest Iowa Community College's Powerline program, which began in 1967. Mia Fleckenstein thought the Powerline program would fit her goals when she enrolled. Her high school guidance counselor introduced her to the Powerline program, and Mia was intrigued. The Powerline program at NCC is well known for preparing students for careers in electrical line work. It requires technical skills, but also is physically demanding. Mia found more than just technical training at NCC. She appreciated the college's small, welcoming environment. She also received a scholarship that helped support her education. Fleckenstein graduated last May. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says it appears farm bill negotiations have gotten more complex. House Speaker Mike Johnson says a majority of House Republicans oppose a Senate plan to take nearly $10 billion in unspent funds from the so-called Inflation Reduction Act and use it on conservation programs.
It would have actually provided additional resources for Congress to increase the level of assistance, disaster assistance and emergency assistance that could have been provided to producers in Iowa and across the country.
Vilsack says current budget rules would allow the $10 billion transfer. Funding for federal conservation assistance has increased dramatically by the Inflation Reduction Act. Neither the House nor the Senate brought any new farm bill up for a vote last year. If Congress fails to authorize the 2018 farm bill this month, federal farm policies revert to laws passed eight decades ago. Vilsack said that would create chaos in the markets. A new report suggests up to 10% of Iowa construction workers have been underpaid because they've been incorrectly identified as independent contractors rather than employees. Sean Finn authored the report for Common Good Iowa and says that misclassification is against the law.
This is the practice that's going on, is saying, okay, these employees that I have, I'm going to get away with calling them independent contractors, not paying taxes on them, not paying any of my kind of employer fees and responsibilities like workers' comp, unemployment, et cetera.
About 5% of employed Iowans work in the construction industry. While the majority of them earn good wages and benefits, Finn says the report shows there's an underground economy emerging. Common Good Iowa is recommending that Iowa legislators update the state's wage payment collection law and hire more people to enforce it. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.